Okay, Yashikoa, thank you all for coming. Obviously, the person who I have to thank the most for coming is my father. Abba, thank you. I always enjoy seeing you here, seeing you whenever, especially when you come to yeshiva to hear a shir. This week's parasha is Parashas Toldos. And Parashas Toldos, one of the first episodes is the famous episode of Esav selling the Bechura to Yaakov, right? The Torah tells us about how Avram Avinu dies. Again, this is like the Midrashic interpretation of the Torah. How Avram Avinu dies, and basically Yitzchak Avinu is cooking a Seudas Havra. There's a meal that's being made of lentils. Esav comes back from the field. Esav is exhausted. He says, I want some of the very good lentils. It's amazing that lentils were considered good. That's like one of the unbelievable things about the story in the Torah. But then Yaakov says, okay, I'll give you the lentils, but will you give me the Bechora? And Esav says, sure, I'm going to die. What do I need Bechora for? So Yaakov basically sells the Bechora to Esav, and he says, swear to me. Swear to me, Vayomer Yaakov Hishavali Kayom, that source one, Vayishavalo, Vayimkars Bechoroso, Li Yaakov. That Yaakov says, swear to me, and Esav swears, and then Esav sells the Bechora to Yaakov. And of course, in yeshivos, people know the psukim because the Ktzais talks about it. And the Ktzais HaChayshin has a very famous question that he discusses, which is, how could the Mechira of the Bechora take effect? How is it possible to sell the Bechora? The Bechora is a davar shalo bala olam. It's something that has no value now. The value will be later on when you work in the Beis HaMikdash. Right now, the Bechora is not worth anything. And the halacha is that a Mechira on a davar shalo bala olam does not take effect. That's the famous kasha of the Ktzos HaChoshen. And in yeshivas, it's well known that they say that the Rivash addresses this question in a tshuva. One of my standard practices when I put shiurim together is I do not really prepare the source sheet until right before I give the shiur. So all the sources I give you are kind of fake. We'll talk about them. But some of the other sources, which are more germane, are not on the source sheet. There's a tshuva in the Rivash in Simin Shin Chav Ches, where somebody asks the Rivash, he says, I heard that Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rush, quotes from his father that the reason why the sale of the Bechora is not a problem of Dabar Shalom Bala Olam is because there was a Shavua, is because Esav swore, and that's why it took effect. That's what the Rivash quotes as someone asked him the question. So the Rivash gives an answer that's kind of pow, bang. The answer is, you're quoting something in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rush. First of all, Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rush, we know him as the author of the Tour. He's a well-known figure. So the Rivash says, you're quoting this in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rush. I never heard this in the name of the Tour. I never saw it in the Tour. It doesn't exist. This that you're saying that it's chal because of the Shavua, that's not true. The reason why the sale is chal is because Kodem Matan Torah, you are allowed to sell a davar shelo bala olam. The Rivash develops a theory that before Matan Torah, a davar shelo bala olam, something that's not here yet and will be here in the future, such a sale works. Now, of course, this gets involved in all the lumdis of davar shelo bala olam. Is the reason why I can't sell a davar shelo bala olam because the object is not here and Mechira has to like put its tentacles into something in order to be chal? Or is the reason because of lack of gemira stas? There is a whole discussion that everyone has. But I want to go back to the approach of Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rush, that the Tour says, I never saw that, excuse me, that the Rivash says, the Tour never said this, I never saw it in the name of the Tour. What are you talking about? The answer is, and the footnotes on this brand new, not so brand new, I used to call it the brand new edition, it's been out for around 10 years, in the new editions of the Rivush and the footnotes, they point out, yeah, it's not found in the Torah, as in the Torah Sefer on Chumash, but we recently published, around 20 years ago, a commentary of the Torah on Chumash, no? In the back of some of the new Mikros Gedolos, you see a Perish HaTor al HaTorah. Oh, it exists, no? First of all, there's a Chiddush. We show them learned Chumash. Now, in the Perish HaTor al HaTorah, the Torah actually says the Shtikl Torah, that the reason why the sale takes effect is because there's a Shavua. Befeirish, he asks the question, Davar Shelo B'Olam, he says, when you swear, it takes effect. Obviously, he's assuming la halacha that Davar Shelo B'Olam should not take effect because there's a lack of Gemiras Das, because maybe I'm not serious about selling something. And if I know that you're serious about it, so then the sale will take effect. How do I know that you're serious about it? Oh, I know that you're serious about it because you swore. So obviously you're serious. That's the Perush of the Tur al HaTorah. So it exists. It exists. Now, we could look at this from the perspective of Davar Shelo B'Olam, which is interesting, by the way. I'm involved actually now in a Din Torah about someone who sold to somebody else square footage in a building. The only thing is that you can't sell the square footage in the building because the building isn't built yet. The building isn't built yet because it's not zoned to build a building big enough, right? That big in that area. But the assumption is after the zoning, you can build a gigundous building over there and we'll have X number of square feet in the building. Can you sell it? Well, here's the thing, right? It's a davar shelo b'olam. Big time, but apparently people do this all the time in real estate. Is anyone here in real estate? Well, apparently people do this all the time.
You sell an apartment on paper, that building isn't built
yet. You sell an apartment, that building is not built yet. This is, people buy apartments in Eretz Yisrael, the community is not built yet. It's a mountain, no?
Yeah.
Isn't this Ma'is Royom? Now, it could be the Alpi Halacha. If something is ma'isim b'chol yom, if it happens all the time, that's called situmta. That's a kinyan k'derech ha'soichrim, so it could be a tzchal. But it's only going to be chal. Situmta is only going to work on the davar shelo b'olam if the chisaron is lack of smichas das. That I didn't really intend for it. I didn't have it in mind. If the chisaron is that you can't sell something that doesn't exist. You can't put your tentacles into it. So I could have smichas das heint bismargin, right? I could take a shavua, I could be situmta, I could do anything to show smichas das, it won't help. So one way to look at this question is from the angle of smichas das, right? Davar shelo b'olam, etc. But I want to flip it. The Torah is quoting his father, the Rush, that the reason why the mechira of the Bechora took effect is because Esav swore. Tell me, does the Shavua of Esav have any effect? Can Esav halachically swear? The Torah has a parasha of Nedarim, a parasha of Shavuos, parashas Matos. Is that binding on Goyim? Goyim have seven mitzvahs, no? Is Shavua one of those mitzvahs? How on earth did Esav swear? In a way that it takes effect. That is, I think, a very fundamental halachic question that we have to address. How was the Shavua chal? Okay. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Rabbi Schwartz, why are you only asking on Esav? Laws up on Esav. Forget about Esav. Right? We have other Shavuos in Chumash Bereishis that take effect. No, there's this fellow, Avimelech. Right? Avimelech has a deal with Avram. He has a deal with Yitzchak. They both swear. So I understand that Avram and Yitzchak can swear. Because Avram and Yitzchak, Ichveis, you know, Yuma Chavches, Kimu, Esa, Kima Avram Avinu, Kol HaTayra Kula, Achelon Nitna, Avram Avinu, right, wasn't really Jewish, but he acted Jewish, right? So he can swear maybe the Shavuot is Chal on Avram, maybe it's Chal on Yitzchak, Avimelech. He's not a Jew. Right? Eliezer Evan Avram, no? Last week's parasha. Right? Avram Avinu tells, it doesn't say Eliezer, his name makes it in the parasha, no? Avdoi. Right? Avram Avinu tells his servant, promise me, you're not going to take away from Ibn Oysa Kanani, Asher Nochi Yoshe Ba'arzo, Kim Arti, Telech Velo Molati, Vayome, Hishavalo. Right? And he swears, and there's Nikita Schefetz. Certain types of Shavuos require an object. So he puts his hand tachas yirecho, takes the bris mil of Avram Avinu as the chayfetz, and Eliezer swears. Eliezer! Was he Jewish? Probably not. How does Eliezer swear? Now, we could say, chveis, that it's before Matan Torah, but is a Shavua binding before Matan Torah? The whole parasha of Shavuos is that after the Torah is given, so then you swear. Before Matan Torah, what type of Shavua is there? So these are kashas that we have to address. Now, it is possible, of course, that Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kula, and Yitzchak keeps Kol HaTorah Kula, so presumably they're only eating stuff with Badatz Hashgacha at home, and Eliezer, Evan Avram, knows about Badatz Hashgacha because he lives in Avram's house, and he knows about keeping Kol HaTorah Kula because he lives in Avram's house, so therefore Eliezer, Evan Avram is keeping Kol HaTorah Kula also. We could say that.
Eliezer had
right, so there's a bris, but, you know, Ichveis, does the bris mean that you're really Jewish? Is Yishmael Jewish? Did Yishmael keep Kol HaTorah Kula? Right, we like to speak about Avram and Yitzchak. Yishmael, Eliezer, they do it? Maybe. It's possible, but that's clearly an extension of the idea that Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula to say that it applies to Eliezer as well. It's clearly an extension. It's possible. Right? It's possible. I have over here the Sefer Minchas Asher, Rabbi Asher Weiss Shlita, has in his Sefer on Chumash, in Simen Lamed Daled, in Bereishis, he has an essay about this. He raises these questions about how could the Shavua be Chal, and some of what I'm going to say over comes from the Minchas Asher, but we'll add and we'll subtract and we'll be mefalpel our own way also. Good? So question one to deal with is the Shavua taken by Esav and by Eliezer, maybe Avimelech. How did they have a Shavua? Next question. Similar question. Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei, source 2. I'm Reb Lazer. Minayim chaser ever da asur lebnei Noach. Dechsev mikol hachay mikol basar shnayim mikol amra Torah hali behemosh chayin rashi evarim shalah. Right, the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah tells us that B'nai Noach have an Isser to be makriv a mechusar Eiver. If you have an animal that is missing one of its limbs, B'nai Noach can't bring that as a korban, even though a regular mum is Isser for B'nai Yisrael, and B'nai Yisrael have a halacha that you have to prepare for Pesach, Zok the Gemara, for 30 days. Because you have to make sure that your carbon Pesach has no mum. But B'nai Noach don't need 30 days to prepare. They only need 3 days to prepare. That's why the first mission of Avodah Zarah says, Gimel Yamin Lufnei Yedehem Shel Nochrim. Right? Because they're going to be preparing for 3 days to make sure there's no Mechusar Eiver in their animal. Daf Mechfregen, how long does it take to check your animal that's not missing a finger? I don't understand. But apparently it takes 3 days. Right? Goyish a cup. Takes 3 days to figure out that the animal is not missing an Eiver. That's what the Gemara says. B'nai Noach can't bring a Mechusar Eiver. Now, Tosfos over here, there are 2 Tosfos, Minayin L'Mechusar Eiver, She'osar L'B'nai Noach. Let's look at the second Tosfos. The first Tosfos just makes a point that when we speak about B'nai Noach and Isser Mechusar Eiver, what that means is that they can't offer a korban to Hashem on their own bama if the korban is mechusar eiver. We're not talking about an animal that they're going to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's an animal that they'll bring in the Beis HaMikdash, we know from the Gemara in Gittin, right, that the Caesar wanted to send a carbon to the Jews, right? And they made a little mum on the animal, Badukin Sheba'ayin, right? That's part of the whole tragic episode of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So a carbon that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, a regular mum applies. But if a Ben Noach wants to be makriv to the Ribbono Shel Olam on the Ben Noach's own bama, so the Torah says, the Gemara darshens on the Pesukim by Noach, that it can't be Mechusar Eiver. So Frek Tosfos, Zoktosis, the second Tosfos, Yesh L'dakdek Milashon Aser Shiruhu Iser Gamur, U Ben Noach Muzhar B'davar. The Lashon Aser sounds like it's a real Iser, no? And B'nei Noach are Muzhar on it. V'tema. My time alochoshev lei b'hadei zayin mitzvah shenitztavu v'yischayvu olav misa. Tosfos asks a question. One second, if it's really usher, b'nei Noach can't be makriv a korban that's mechusar eiver, so shouldn't this be one of the zayin mitzvahs b'nei Noach? And the halacha is that zayin mitzvahs b'nei Noach, any time they violate it, as harasan zuhi misasan, they get put to death. So Tosfos asks, right, we should have another mitzvah b'nei Noach, no? Called not being makriv a mechusar eiver. And Tosfos says, don't tell me that the reason why it's not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is because it's not written beferish in the Torah. It's only mechlau lav atar shemei ahein. Because, zok Tosfos, many of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach only mechlau lav atar shemei ahein. Mikol eitz hagan ochol tochlu. Right? Eat from any trees in Gan Eden, implying, don't eat from Gezel. V'davak v'ishto v'lo v'eshes chaveira, right? Mechlau lav, ato shemeya hein. You can derive something from the opposite. I remember one time you were in Israel, no? And you parked the car, Abba, on a side of the street, and you got a ticket. And you asked, why did I get a ticket? And the police officer said, oh, you don't speak Hebrew. Because it said on one side of the street, yes, parking here, implying no parking on the other side. Right? That was the police officer shtickle tyro, no? You were not so happy with this. Right? This is michlal lav ato shemei hei, michlal hei ato shemei lav, that you can derive. And Tosfos says, we learn some of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach that way, no? Eat from this tree, implying don't eat from that tree. Yes, parking here, no parking there. Right? The police officer was right in the goyish type of svara for B'nei Noach, as I state. Ah! So Tosfos is saying, how come Mechusar Eiver is not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Ela Yesh Lomar, Tosfos says, Dehai Komesehu, Demei Ish Ishmar Binon, Sha'ovde Kolchovim, Nodr Nedarmu Nedavis Ki Yisrael, Vim Nodar Mechusar Eiver, Amrinon Le, Kum Vahove Karbin Shalem, Vekum Vese Lo Kachoshev. Let's pause over there in the Tosfos. Tosfos says the reason why not bringing a Mechusar Eiver is not counted as one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is because it's a kum esei. It's an active mitzvah. The only mitzvahs that are counting Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach are things that are passive, right? Things that are don't do. If it says do, so that's not included. As I state in Tosfos. And what? So justice, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Tes asks the Kasha, what about Dinim? Dinim is a kum va'asei. So Zot the Gemara, Dinim is both a kum va'asei and a sheva al taisa. Dinim means establish court systems and lo sasu avil ba'mishpat. Don't judge improperly. No? That's much harder than establishing a court system, is not to judge improperly. No? Lo sasu avil ba'mishpat. So Zot the Gemara, that's both Asei and the Kum, is both Sheva Tasa and Kum Asei. And Tosfos, and the Tosfos requires a little bit of work, but Tosfos is saying that the halach of not bringing a Mechusar Eiver for B'nei Noach is a Kum Va'asei. Why? Because Zot Tosfos of a Goy promises that he or she is going to bring a carbon, so we tell them, bring a carbon. And if the carbon that they bring is a Mechusar Eiver, we tell them, nah, 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 not that one, go bring a different one. So it's a Kum Asei, go bring a new animal, an animal that has a thumb, right? And kum ba'aseh lo kachashiv. So zok taisvis, that the din, which our Gemara formulates as an iser, ben noyach is usur to bring a mechusar eiver, zok taisvis, it's not really an iser, it's really a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to bring a korban shalem. Okay? That's what Taisus says. Comes along Hagon Reb Kiva Eger. Right? Source 4. And Reb Kiva Eger jumps up and down, and he splits wood in nickels, and he says, what are you talking about? Right? Basically. Hey, Reb Kiva Eger didn't speak English, as we know, but he probably, if he'd speak English, he'd say, what are you talking about? Yesh la ayin, lama amrim lo, have shalem, v'chi mechuyav hu bekach, lo havi karben shalem, af b'neder, af b'nadar, v'am ha-harei alay, mikol makom, ein ben noach metzuva, al lavdu lo yacheo, v'am motzos v'secha. Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger, what do you mean? We tell the guy, you're mechoyev to bring a carbon shalem. Why? A ben noach has no obligation in motzos v'secha, tishmar v'asisa. There's no obligation to keep your word. That's a pasuk in Re'eh, no? A ben noach has no obligation in lo yachel dvaro. That's a pasuk in Matos. These aren't for b'nei noach. So frekt Reb Kiva Eger, why are goyim chuyim to keep their word? What do you mean? We tell them, keep your word. Farvus. Why do you have to keep your word if you're a goy? If you want to bring a mechusa eiver, we'll tell you, don't bring the mechusa eiver. Avolohovi acheres. Minayin lo. Frech Reb Kiva Eger, why are goyim mechuyev in the Dorim and Shavuos? Exactly the same kasha that we're asking about Esav, Avimelech, right, Eliezer, the same kasha that we're asking Baruch Shekivantu, right, Kivanu, Baruch Hashem Yad Kavana, Hagon Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. So this is what we have to deal with. Oh, so now, in Achronim, there are many approaches that are taken to answer Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. And if we go through these approaches, we will come up with some way of understanding the psukim in the Torah as well. Some of them will help for us, others won't help. The Avnei Meluim. Did I give you the Avnei Meluim? I don't remember. No, I don't think so. Okay, so the Avnei Meluim in Simen Aleph Ospeis. Avnei Meluim says that maybe the reason why Goyim have to keep their words in the context of the Taisus and Avodah Zarah, Zok the Avnei Meluim, it's because of a principle of Amiraso Ligavoa Kimsiraso Lahedyet. Zok the Avnei Meluim, that a goy doesn't have to keep his word. Lo yacheo doesn't apply to goyim. However, there's a special rule by Nidrei Hektish that if I say that this animal goes to the Beis HaMikdash, the kinyan of the animal becomes the Beis HaMikdash's. It becomes Hektish. Hektish is not just an isser that I have. Hektish doesn't only mean I can't derive benefit from something. Hektish means it's mumin hektish. Hektish means it is the property of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, there's a whole literature in the Tshuvas HaChiyazer based on the Gemara in Baba Basra, Ayin Tes, about can hektish ever have secular property? Right? Let's say you find money in the Beis HaMikdash. No? Mishnayos and Shkolim talk about this. The Gemara in Elul Metzias talk about this. Is there a possibility of kinyan, secular kinyan of Hektish? Right, that's another dimension. But certainly there's the possibility of ritual kinyan of Hektish. And when I say, Zok the Avnei Meluim, that an animal becomes Hektish, Hektish owns it. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the halacha. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Zok the Avnei Meluim, that's what's going on in Avodah Zarah, Daf Hey, in the Taisus. Goyim don't have to keep their word. But once they say it, it automatically becomes the property of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Right? That's why they can't back out.
So if it's mechusar eiver, they're supposed to sell it and use... And
so if it's mechusar eiver, they'd have to sell the animal and use the funds that they get to buy a new one. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the stipler in his Sefer Avodah Zarah in Simen Beis says, my dear Avne Meloem, like, you're saying an interesting idea, but it's actually problematic. If you're going to tell me that Hekdesh, that Amiras HaLegavoah really makes it like Hekdesh, that means that you should require two Edim to testify about whether something belongs to Hekdesh or not. Right? All Dine Mamanis requires two Edim, Apishnayim Edim. If there's this musig of Bailos Hekdesh, and when I say Amiras HaLegavoah, right, it becomes Hekdesh, so then two Edim would be required. Yet, the same author of the Avne Meluim wrote another book called the Ktzais, and the third book called the Shev Shmaitza. Tradition is that the Shev Shmaitza is what the Ktzais said at his Sheva Brachas. Honestly, I would hate to be at a Sheva Brachas when the guy gives a Ma'arocha like one of the Shmaitzes, no? They go on forever. That's the Shev. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So the Shmaitza proves from Gemara's that one aid is sufficient to say whether something belongs to Hekdesh or not. That's one kasha that the stipler asks. Moreover, Tosfos at the end of Me'ila says that we have a principle. The Gemara at the end of Beitza has a principle of mumin is not bottle, no? Let's say I have one quarter, and it falls into a pile of your quarters. So can you say, right, my quarter is bottle to your quarters. Yoicho halo v'chadi. Let you eat it and be happy. Because now you got...
An extra quarter,
right? Let's say it's more than a quarter. A Russian ruble, gold Russian ruble, falls in. Yoicho halo v'chadi. Let's say you eat it. Zakti gmana no. Mammon isn't bottle. The concept of bittul is a din in Isrin Heter, doesn't exist by Dine Mammonis. Zak Toysvis, the last Toysvis in Mi'ila says, yeah, you know what? That's true by regular Mammon. Mammon Hekdesh is fundamentally an Isser. And Mammon Hekdesh can be bottle. Because Mammon Hekdesh isn't really bailos of Hekdesh. Mammon Hekdesh is, you can't get Hanu'ah from the money. They're Yisurim on it. But Yisurim are batal, no? If one piece of chazer falls into a whole pot of kosher meat, batal, no? Bitalin, umvutalin. It's all batal, it's over. So the same thing, right? Zoktaisis at the end of Me'ila is true by Mamin Hektish. So the musig of Mamin Hektish in this sense doesn't really apply. Moreover, Freck the Stipler, third kasha, he says, you're telling me that Goyim have no din of Bao Yahel. They have no din of Moses Vasecha Tishmar Vasisa. But there's a din of Amirasai Legavaya Kimsi Rasai Lahedyet that applies when Goyim say the animal's Hekdesh. It becomes the Beis HaMikdashes. Wonderful, beautiful, gewaldic. But hello, what's the source in the Chumash for Amirasai Legavaya Kimsi Rasai Lahedyet? Vushtet. Where is Amiras HaLegavoah Kim Sirasa LaHedyet found in Chumash? You're never going to find those words in the Holy Scripture. It's not there. Zuck the Russian Adarim on Choftes. The source is from Motzos Vasecha, Tishmar Vasisa. What's going on? If Goyim don't have Motzos Vasecha, how can Goyim have Amiras HaLegavoah, which itself is predicated on Motzos Vasecha? Boom. It seems like the approach of the Avne Meluim doesn't have a leg to stand on. Reb Asher Weiss, in this Shtickel Torah in Simen Lamed Aleph, tries to defend the Avne Meluim somehow from the stapler's questions. He says the Rush in the Dharm doesn't mean that. He reinterprets the Rush. I think Rav Soloveitchik used to have an expression sometimes about Mitzayin Chassidische Ivra hab upgemacht, right, with his Chassidische way of reading Hebrew, he reinterpreted the Rush I don't know. I think the Stapler's Taina from the Rush is a good Taina, and even if it's not such a good Taina, the other questions are very strong. To say that the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is predicated on Amiras L'Gvarkim, Siras L'Hevyet, like the Avni Meluim says, is very difficult. So why is it that the Neder, the Shavua of Goyim, takes effect? How can we understand the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah? Right, how can we understand Esav? By the way, Avni Meluim's approach, would it help for Esav?
No, because he's not...
No, because it's not a korban, it's not a kinyan, right? So as even if I defend the Avni Meluim's approach, right, it won't answer my kashes from Esav, from Eliezer, from Avimelech. So there are a few other approaches that we could take. Reb Asher Weiss refers to them in the Sefer. We'll just say them and be mefalp on them a bit. Reb Shlomo Kluger was a super genius, no? If I'm not mistaken, there were two people who lived in the town of Brod at the same time. Reb Shlomo Kluger and the Beis Ephraim, no?
You see that the horror was something not material but spiritual. So in a sense it is.
But the question is it just that I can't get benefit from something? Let's say basar b'cholov. The Torah says basar b'cholov is asar b'hana'ah, right? So I can't get benefit from it. But basar b'cholov in Bailos doesn't belong to God. It's just an iser. What about hektish? Is hektish just an iser? Or is hektish that it becomes the Beis HaMikdash?
The bracha includes the kohana, includes ownership of the Beis HaMikdash, so the entire...
Again, it certainly is possible, but... That entire concept. And the Dovah Shel Bal Olam issue, we also have to. We're in a lot of trouble at this point. It's already 11:10. We have to be done like in 25 minutes, and we are in trouble, no? We're in trouble. So, what are we going to say? So, Reb Shlomo Kluger, if I'm not mistaken, he lived in the town of Brod at the same time as the Beis Ephraim. I believe the Beis Ephraim was the Rav in the town, and Reb Shlomo Kluger was a businessman. One time the Beis Ephraim had a really complicated shaila. He walked into the store of this businessman, Reb Shlomo Kluger, and he's like, mefalpa, boom, 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 chick-chack, and he like gives him all the makairis, and the Beis Ephraim was makaba on himself. He's only going to pass in shailas if he consults with Reb Shlomo Kluger. Right? This is, Reb Shlomo Kluger was a goyin olam. An absolute Goyin Olam. And he has a Sefer, Nidrei Zeruzin, on Nedarim, and a Sefer Avodas Avodah on Avodah Zarah. And Reb Shlomo Kluger says the following idea, that maybe Goyim are obligated in Nedarim because Nedarim is somehow connected to the Isser of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara has an expression, Nedarim Daf Chaf Beis, Hanoder ki'ilu bana bama, hamakaimo ki'ilu makriv aleho karbin. If I make a neder to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's like I'm making a bama. And if I'm makayim the neder, I'm like being makriv a karbin. And Shlomo Kluger understands that what that Gemara means is that if you make a neder, it's like Avodah Zarah. Right? In other words, by the way, we're not supposed to make nedarim. One of the reasons why we feel so guilty about nedarim before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom HaKippurim, Kol Nidre, right? Kol Nidre is like the most inspiring musical piece of the year. When you think about it, it's like this trite little declaration to get rid of our vows and oaths, no? We're not supposed to make Nedarim. No there, Kilu Banabama. Maybe the Pshat is Azoy. Zot Shlomo Kluger, maybe if you make a Neder, it's somehow like Avodah Zarah. Now, what Reb Shlomo Kluger is saying has a few dimensions to it. First of all, he's arguing that because there's some element of Avodah Zarah, even though for Jews it's not really Avodah Zarah, but for Goyim it might be Avodah Zarah. We do see that Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach involve a dual definition. Jews have the same of those seven mitzvahs that Goyim have, but with many of them we see that they are different. Correct? Let me just take a brief aside to talk about this.
Halanas
Char Sachir by Ribbis is included, right? Taisus in Ezel Neshach says that these things are included in Gezel for B'nai Noach. For B'nai Yisrael, it's a separate Isser. Right? It's interesting, though. When we accept the ger, we ask the ger to accept 613 mitzvos. Nishala tasha eila. How come a ger has to accept 613 mitzvos? L'cha'ora, a ger should only have to accept 606 mitzvos. Because they already have seven. By the way, there is a Sefer HaRokeah who writes that Rus is Gematria, higher mathematics, 606. Why? Because she was Niskaira, and she accepted on herself 606 mitzvahs. But usually we tell the Geir, always, we always tell the Geir, you have to accept 613. What's the pshat? The answer is that the seven for B'nai Noach are different than the seven for B'nai Yisrael. We see this, for example, in Tosfos' Shita regarding Shituf, no? Even if I take the expansive view of the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, that what the Balei HaTosfos mean is that the Trinity, a Christian believes in there are three parts, right? The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. There are three parts of the Godhead, a triune Godhead. And even if I assume that the Trinity is not Avodah Zarah for B'nai Noach, for B'nai Yisrael, for sure it is. There's a dual definition. Avodah Zarah for Yidden is in Avodah Zarah for Goyim. So you as a Jew, who are now becoming a Jew, you better accept the Israel Avodah Zarah. No? Because it's an Andra Avodah Zarah. It's a different Avodah Zarah. Gezel, we spoke about. And Zuchtib Shleima Kluger, and many of the answers that we'll say over in a few minutes, are coming from the same perspective, which is that there's a different definition of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach than there are for the Jews. And Shleima Kluger says, maybe, by the way, Tosfos writes in Yevamos Memches, Tosfos says that a ger toshav is mechuyav to keep Shabbos. Why? Because it's part of Avodah Zarah. Right? Part of Avodah Zarah. That's an interesting idea, no? Mechal Shabbos is ke'ilu over Avodah Zarah. But to be binding, that's already... Right? A ger toshav, when he or she accepts on himself or herself to keep them in the presence of a person, that means that you have a higher status of Avodah Zarah. There are different definitions of Avodah Zarah. There's Avodah Zarah for a guy, there's Avodah Zarah for a ger toshav, and Avodah Zarah for a yid. There are three different definitions of the Isra Avodah Zarah. Unbelievable. Right? That's what emerges from that Tosfos. Oh. So Rav Shlomo Kluger is saying it's included in Avodah Zarah. Now this Rav Shlomo Kluger is highly problematic. It's highly problematic because when the Gemara in Chaf Beis in the Nedarim says, Hanodeh Kilu Bona Bama, the Gemara doesn't mean that's like Avodah Zarah. What the Gemara means is like, I make a neder, I think I'm being super duper religious. I make a neder, I think that I am being from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, it's like you're building a bama. You're building a bama, you're makriv to Hashem. But that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem doesn't want karbanos b'chol makom asher yitzeh in everyone's backyard. You think you're being frum. Not so much. No deh kilu bana bama. Read the round in the Dharma as a second peirush, but basically, it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Rav Shlomo Kluger seems to be incorrect. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Yud of Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Zayin. I give you the Mishnah Lamelech, I'd have to count the lines and tell you where it is. But the Mishnah raises all of these questions from the Tosfos, from the Shavua of Esav, etc. And the Mishnah develops a theory that maybe Goyim have to keep their Shavua based on Birkas Hashem. A Goy is not allowed to curse God, no? One of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach can't curse God. A Shavua is fundamentally different than a Neder. Again, Daf Beis in the Dorim tells me that a Neder is an Isra Chafza, a Shavua is an Isra Gavra. Shavua means, I will not do this. Neder means, this is forbidden on me. But there's another difference. The Ramban of HaTorah writes, beginning of Matos, the Al-Derech HaEmes. Again, Al-Derech HaEmes means like heebie-jeebie lands, Kabbalah. But the Ramban tells me that Al-Derech HaEmes, a Shavua, is Kinishba B'melech Atzmo. I'm invoking God. There's a discussion in the Dharm Daf Beis and the Ran about whether Shavua boy is shame or Shavua ain't sarach shame. When I say Shavua, do I have to have his name in it or not? But be it as it may, Zuck the Ramban, and the Chinuch sounds like this also, that every Shavua means that I'm saying something to the effect of, if God exists, I will do this. And therefore, you know what happens? If I violate my shavua, it's ki'ilu, I'm saying God doesn't exist. Do goyim have to believe in God? It's a philosophical question. I think Stephen Schwarzschild wrote some articles about this years ago. But the pashtus is yes. The pashtus is if there's an iser birkas Hashem, they have to believe in God. Zot the Mishnah Lamelech, goyim have shavuas because if they don't keep the shavua, they're cursing God. Now, the Mishnah Lamelech's approach is also very creative. It's also based on the fact that there's a different definition of the Shavu Mitzvahs for Goyim than there is for Jews. But a few problems with the Mishnah Lamelech. Problem one is it really won't help for the Taisus and Avodah Zarah. Although Mishnah Lamelech is invoking the Taisus, but the Taisus over here is speaking about Nedarim, not Shavuos. A neder is not nishba b'melech atzmo. I'm not saying if God exists, I will do it. It's very difficult. It's very difficult for that reason. It's difficult also for another reason. I saw Rav Schwab in his Sefer on Chumash on page 71. Rav Schwab asks the following question on the Shavuah of Esav. He says that the Gemara in Baba Basra, Rav Schwab has like his essays where he has creative perushim, and then at the back of every parasha is what's called nimukim, which are like smaller insights. So Rav Schwab has that the Gemara in Baba Basra, Tes Zayin, says, but also Hayom, that day when Avraham Avinu passed away, and that day of the fateful sale of the Bechira, Esav HaRasha violated five Averos. Vayavo Esav min Asodev, hu oyef, he's tired because he violates Shvichas Damim. He was born Arahamu Urasa. He was Kofer Be'ikar. Right, the Gemara learns these all off from Psukim. Hello. One second. Esav is Kofer Be'ikar that day. If I deny the Rebono Shalom, how on earth could a Shavuah be Chal on Esav? Right? If Esav is Kofer Be'ikar, how could the Shavuah take effect? Isn't that a strong kasha? Rav Schwab doesn't make a big deal of this kasha. This kasha should like bring a smile to your face. This is really good. Hey, well, what's going on here? What's going on here? Now, it seems to me that maybe the pashut answer is that kafar be'ikar doesn't always mean that you're denying the Eibishter. Kafar means that you're denying some fundamental of Yiddishkeit, not necessarily Metzias Hashem. Rav Schwab tries to say this at the end, maybe because Esav grew up in the house with Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu, Zayda, maybe Esav knew he knew that God, right, he was Niskavin Limrabo, he knew that God existed, and maybe therefore the Shavuah would exist. But we do see elsewhere that Kafar Be'ikar doesn't really mean that you deny the existence of God. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Rasha, Afu Hotzias Asmo Min HaKlal, Kafar Be'ikar. Right? I don't think the Rasha is denying that God exists. Right? At least not the Rasha who I speak about at my Seder. Isn't denying that God exists. But there's a concept of Kafar Be'ikar that's far less intense. And maybe that's what's going on. But, Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, to say that a guy is Mechuyiv in the Shavua because of Birkas Hashem, it's like you're denying God's existence, L'cha'ora, that is difficult. Moreover, I have a friend from when I was in high school, and he was like my friend's brother more. Now he's the Rosh Hashiva in Carteret in New Jersey, Reb Azriel Brown. He has a sefer on the Nedarim called Eidos L'Avrohom, and at the end of Simon Gimel in his sefer, he tells the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, where the Radvaz says, it's Chelak Aleph Simon Yud Zayin in the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, the Radvaz says that if a person thinks that the way a Shavuah works is that I'm saying, if God is true, if God exists, therefore I will keep my word, Zak the Radvaz, anyone who thinks that is a kofer be'ikar. Why? Because, he says, the amitas mitziyuso yisparach shemo is not like amitas mitziyuso of anything else. You can't be mashve eved lakono. Right? The existence of God is so fundamental that nothing exists like God exists. This eraser, ani mamin that it exists, It ain't no way the same that Hashem exists. Now, Bishop Barclay, the philosopher, used to argue that who says the eraser exists? Maybe nothing exists at all, correct? Every undergrad who takes a philosophy course like starts having his head spin when you read about Bishop Barclay, no? It's like, maybe it doesn't exist! Right? Maybe not. You know what? My life wouldn't really change that much if I'm living in a dream and this eraser doesn't exist. But if Hashem doesn't exist, nothing could exist. The Metzias Hashem, that's unlike anything else. So Zakti Radvaz, that on a certain level, it's kfira. If a person understands a shavut to mean, just like God exists, I will exist. Just like God exists, and just like God is true, I will keep the truth of this statement, because you can't make the comparison. Rather, what Shavuah probably means, and the Ramban al HaTorah doesn't really sound this way. The Ramban talks about Nishba b'melech atzmo, but Reb Azriel Brown suggests in his Sefer that probably what Shavuah means is just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Mekayim Devaro, I'll be Mekayim Devaro, and it's not really invoking the existence of God. If it's not invoking the existence of God, so we can't say that a Goy is Mechayim in the Shavuah based on Birkas Hashem. The answer, I think, to all of our problems. And Shavuah won't merely help for the Taisus in Avodah Zarah also that we began with. I think the answer for all these problems is as follows. There's a fundamental distinction between Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Isser. The Ran in Nedarim Beis Amud Aleph distinguishes that Maseches Nedarim is about Nidrei Isser. But I make Nedarim and it becomes Aser on me. Nidrei Hekdesh, like the Ran, that should be found in Seder Kodshim. That's not for our conversation in the Nedarim. When you learn the Nedarim in Yeshiva, this year the Kol of Shetes Kol learning the Nedarim has nothing to do with Kodshim. The Nedarim is Nidrei Isser. And there are certain fundamental differences between Nidrei Isser and Nidrei Hekdesh. One fundamental difference is the Rush at the beginning of Meseches Tainis. There's a halacha that you have to be mevates fosayim. When you take a shavuah, you have to articulate it. You have to say it. Believe, it's nachal. If I think, it's nachal. What about nidrei tainis b'shas mincha? If a person wants to fast tomorrow, and during mincha the person doesn't say, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Rather, the person thinks that he's going to fast tomorrow. Zok the Rosh, Perek Aleph of Tainis Simin Yud Gimel Itzchal. Because, and there are different ways of understanding what the Rosh means, but Rav Shechter in his Sefer Be'ikve Hatzon, page 82, page Pebez, Rav Shechter has three Mahalchem. The second approach of Rav Shechter says that maybe fundamentally Nidrei Hekdesh is Chal B'machshava, and only Nidrei Isser requires Bitois Vasayim. And the Tainis that I will fast is considered Nidrei Hekdesh because I'm doing it for a spiritual reason. And it's considered Nidrei Hekdesh because the Ramban writes Al HaTorah that a Tainis is like a carbon in the sense of Miyut Chelbi V'Domi. When I fast, I lose some of my Chelav. Right? There's a lot of Chelav. When you fast, you lose some of it. You lose some of your Dam when you fast. Right? It's like a carbon. Carbon is Rikas Adam, the Chelav Gozaham is Beyach. A Tainis has the din of a carbon. It's like Nidrei Hekdesh. Maybe the pshat is that Goyim are Mechuyiv in the parsha of Nidrei Hekdesh, but not in the parsha of Nidrei Isser. All of the Shavuos that are taken in the Torah, Avimelech, Eliezer, Esav, these are Shavuos for spiritual purposes. For spiritual purposes, Goyim are bound by it. Nidrei Isser, Goyim are not bound by. Yes, there's no long Yachil. That's a din by Nidrei Isser. Nidrei Hekdesh, Goyim are bound by Nidrei Hekdesh. And that's the pshat in the Taisus and Avodah Zarah also. Taisus and Avodah Zarah says that when a Goy says, I am going to bring a carbon, and the Goy tries to bring a Mechusa every time, you better bring a new carbon. Why? What's the Chiyuf, Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger? Why do you have to bring a new carbon? I'll tell you why. Because Goyim are Mechuyav in Nidrei Hekdesh. I think this is the Pshat. Again, there's a few other Pshatim that Reb Asher Weiss entertains there in his Sefer, but I think this is...
What's the Makar for the Chiyuv?
Huh?
What's the Makar for the Chiyuv?
So if the Makar for the Chiyuv is that the Gemara says, ish, ki yidar neder, ish l'rabos nachem shenogshim nedarim unedavos ki Yisrael. Ish means that goyim bring karbonis on their own bama. But part of ish is, that is the parasha in the Torah of nidrei hektish l'nachrim. There is a Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan in Avodah Zarah on Daf Hey Amid Beis. Rabbeinu Elchanan is probably the earliest of the Balei HaTosfos, the best version of Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Rabbeinu Elchanan died on Kiddush Hashem in the year 1184. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan, he has a nusach that the reason why Goyim are Mechoyim is because of Ish, Vehein Hein Hadvarim. And that's the Pshat. So again, we spoke about why the Mechira is Chal, Dover Shalom Bala Olam. Maybe it's Chal out to the Shavua. Is the Shavua going to be Chal? Right? Who says a guy Esav is presumably a guy? Who says Esav could take Shavuas? The answer might be Acharei Kechlos Hakol, Ish, Nidrei Hektish. We'd have to read into the Psukim in the Torah that the Neder that Esav took, the Shavua that Esav took, becomes like Hektish because he's giving Yaakov the Bechorah, and since in the Maso Matan it's like Nidre Hektish, it becomes like Nidre Hektish for Esav also. That's a teeny bit dachuk, but maybe. Thank you for listening. I'm happy to take questions for those who want, but maybe we should... let me take two questions now. Yeah.
So how would you look at Avimelech? How is that Nidre Hektish?
So Avimelech is also making a nether to give Avram Avinu these wells, right? In Tishka Eliyahu Nina El Nechti, etc. We have to interpret the Psukim very broadly. That's considered some sort of Nidre Hektish. I don't know. You get an impression that it's more. It's a peace treaty to give us Eretz Yisrael, which has a mitzvah component. It's no gara from a tainus, maybe. I don't know.
Two things. First of all, Avimelech simply says, be good to me, be nice to me. So it's hard
but
to...
But gadol, the entire context is...
Maybe. And by Esav, it's true that the Bechorah is spiritual, but I'm not sure if that's... It says Vayiv as Bechorah. I'm not sure that he ever regarded it as spiritual.
Enochanami. But again, Bigadol in the context. This is the best approach I have. If you have a better approach, I'd love to hear it. But thank you for listening and have a good day. Shkoyach.
Normally I would try to make it to Thanksgiving edition. But
it's a schlep.
I
enjoy.
And I have not learned to clone myself. Now we have a chasna coming up, a family chasna, which is a big deal. I have a nephew who's 35 years old who just got engaged. It's really fast. It's like a 6-week engagement. It's like, you know what?
You're entitled.